Hey, game heads, it's Sunday, October 22nd, 2017, and this week on the show, we finally get our grubby little hands on South Park the Fractured But Whole. We get chokeslam with real authority and tag for help in WWE 2K18, and we're forced into being the racing gentlemen that we never thought we were while playing Gran Turismo Sport. Hey, Monocle not included, guys. So hang out with us for all this and more on episode number 32 of Glitch Therapy. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another installment of Glitch Therapy. As always, I am your host, Armando Burnside, and with me,
Ben Dupe
and Jose Ochoa.
How are you gents doing today?
Butthole. Is that like the French word for butthole is butthole? Emphasis on the hole.
Butthole.
Fractured.
Would you like a bagel and the butthole?
Yeah.
Would you like a baguette?
Batola.
Batole.
That's the Italian word is batole.
I don't know. I feel like that's not quite right.
I said that at a Panera once. Like when they offer you chips, apple, or a baguette.
Yeah.
I was like, "Do you want chips, apple, or a baguette?" And the guy was like, "What did you call me?" And I was like,
"No,
that's baguette."
No, the thing that made me laugh is they were a gay couple, so it made it funnier.
Oh,
I was just like, "What?
Were they cool with it?"
Yeah.
Were they just joking?
They were joking.
Okay, okay.
It was hilarious.
Oh god,
that's awesome.
Just for that, here's a full baggie.
Make my heart stop for like a hot second. Like, no.
Dude, that was hilarious.
It's like your worst fear, man.
Man, so. Dude, I've been on Rick and Morty lately. So.
Right.
I've never been a big cartoon person unless it's like I'll watch DC animated movies. Have you guys watched Rick and Morty though?
Oh, I love Rick and Morty. I'm caught up.
Holy shit, dude. I've only watched the first two episodes. So I saw like the intro of the pilot, which was just outstanding, and the second one where like the dogs become sentient, like the dog wakes the guy up, he's like, "Where are my testicles, Michael?" Where are my testicles?
You're in for a treat because you're just getting scratching the surface on that,
dude,
on that.
Oh my god, that's so good,
that show.
Everyone recommends that show to everyone.
Like it's got it's crazy, man. It's like 98% on every review site. I mean, it's gotten good reviews. I was like, "What's going on with this, man? I got to check it out."
Yeah,
it's so good. Hilarious.
My buddy Jerry was on me about it for a couple weeks until I finally dove in a while back and just binge watched everything.
It's so good. I'm gonna be doing that like in the next free time that I have to binge watch something.
And they're only 20 minutes a piece too, so I mean, you can go right through them. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. It's something like I thought I would want to watch while I'm working and stuff, but I can't, like, because I just stop working and watch it because it's so funny. So I kind of, and I've been watching The Gifted.
Too. Oh, how is that?
It's good. It's actually really good. I don't like Bryan Singer. Normally, I'm just tired of him. I think that X-Men has been using that guy for their movies for like over 10 years now, and I'm ready for a new director, but I gotta hand it to him, he did good on this one. I've enjoyed it, and I'm only like 1.5 episodes in, but it's good so far.
Yeah, that surprises me because I'm with you on that. Like I'm ready for somebody else, a palate cleanser, somebody different,
some butthole,
a new that's not gonna cleanse the palate. You know, you got me a new palate. You're not gonna clean that. Yeah,
yeah, that's not gonna wash out.
That's not happening. You don't want to do that.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm ready for somebody different to take it in a different direction, see someone else's vision. Of the X-Men. So I don't know. It's cool that he's doing a good job. Then I need to get into that show.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I can't really spoil much because I haven't seen much, but like. It's like this guy is a prosecutor for a company that like hunts down X-Men or whatever, and he finds out that his kids are X-Men. So there's a whole story about him like going on the run with his kids or whatever, and like it's interesting. They did really good with it, so
I'm gonna check that out.
So, it's on Hulu.
Is it tied to any other shows? What, like, you know, crossover kind of thing? Do you watch anything else?
I think it's like within that whole confusing universe of the X-Men movies.
Even worse.
Like they mention in the show, like the kids are like, you know. What are you going to, like, they're mentioning going on the run or whatever, and they're like, what are we going to do, find the X-Men? We don't even know if they exist anymore, you know? So I guess at this point, like, the X-Men are long gone, or they haven't been heard from.
So it's kind of like Logan.
Logan, yeah. I was just about to say that, yeah.
Yeah, Professor Xavier is like losing his mind and can't control his powers anymore. Logan's mm-hmm. dead and so on.
And yeah. there are some key X-Men characters in it. Like, I remember in Days of Future Past, there was that girl at the beginning who could open portals or whatever.
Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's at the beginning. She's in this show, I think. Okay. And the Indian-looking guy with the long black hair, like, not Indian, like, from India, like, Native American-looking okay. guy with the long black hair.
Sure.
Yeah, he's in it as well. I believe they're the same characters. They're just too close to not be, so they just seem like the same characters. So.
Okay. Interesting. So it's on Hulu, right?
Yep, it's on
awesome.
Hulu.
I would
yep.
check that out.
Yeah, if, especially if it's standalone and it's just tied to the crazy fucking movies, I guess I have no excuse.
Movies suck anyways.
Yes. There's enjoyment in some of them, but...
I like some of them. I like the newer ones with the younger cast. Even Age of Apocalypse, I kind of enjoyed. I mean, it was pretty fun, so... Mm-hmm. And then one other thing I've been watching, like, sorry, I'm bombarding you guys, got Hulu, so...
yeah.
Stand Against Evil... Have you guys watched that?
No, I've seen it on there, but I haven't got a chance to check it out yet.
Yeah, so the guy who plays Dr. Cox in Scrubs is the main guy. He's 59 years old now. Oh, snap. So he's
I love him though.
He's hilarious.
He's good.
But it's kind of like Tucker and Dale versus Evil meets Scrubs meets like Supernatural.
Okay, because he has that huge beard too, right? Doesn't he have a beard?
He has a mustache and some mutton chops.
Okay, yeah.
And he's like the sheriff in a small town that's being overrun with demons and stuff. It's kind of like that hokey Evil Dead type horror, you know? Like,
sure.
Yeah, so...
Please tell me he like, says, like, crazy, nuance. Funny stuff.
Yeah, he's got those Dr. Coxisms.
Yeah, that's of. Awesome. Yeah. If that's the case, then that's basically Dr. Cox.
Yeah.
Killing like zombies and stuff or whatever.
It's cool, and he's got this younger girl sheriff with him too. That's like is kind of like JD and Scrubs with him, where she annoys him and he, you know, he kind
makes
of
fun of her.
Yeah, makes fun of
I'm
her
in.
And stuff. Yeah,
you had me.
It's good. It's not amazing. Oh, and I watched Ghosted too, which yeah, that's another.
How was that?
It's about the same as Stan versus Evil. It's this hokey sitcom about ghosts and demons and aliens and stuff, but it's got Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec, yep. and it's got Daryl from The Office, which those two together is just like, mwah,
yeah, because I saw so the trailers good, for it, and I was like, oh, I want to watch that, and then I totally forgot about it, and then, yeah, so until you brought it up just now. Is that on Hulu as well?
That is on Amazon Prime, I know, okay. So, and I've kept Amazon Prime just because of the free shipping, but I've turned out to, there's a lot of good stuff on there, like, The Tick was on there, which is kind of cool to be able to watch that. And
if,
stuff.
If you, did, have you ever gotten into The Man in the High Tower?
Huh.
I think that's what it's called. The Man in the...
The Man in the High Tower.
Is it High Tower or is it the... I'm probably saying that wrong. I feel like okay. there's a word. I feel like I'm a word off in that. But yeah, it's supposed to be good. The High Castle, that's what it was.
Oh, the High Castle.
High Castle.
Okay. So I'll write that down, though. Off.
But I've heard good things. I don't have Amazon Prime, so I don't have it. But I've heard good things about that. It's kind of, then again, it's kind of like that Game of Thrones-y kind of stuff. I don't know if you'll like that.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, it just depends on the show for me. You know, sure. Sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm not.
Give it a shot.
I don't know if, like, I was going to say you can maybe try and borrow my Amazon Prime info. I don't know if they have, like, a limit to the number of TVs you can watch on it, but you can certainly try.
In return, I can slide you some HBO Go.
HBO Go, yeah. I'm in for that.
We shall stream each other's... Are we crossing streams now?
Yeah, we're crossing streams. You like nice work there. That was good.
I was like, I feel it. Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. I was like, I thought I had to.
You get a good start for that.
Nice work. Yeah, that was definitely a gold star.
I'm bowing right now. I tried out Fortnite the Battle Royale mode on both Xbox and PS4.
How'd you feel about that?
The Battle Royale mode is free, so you don't have to download the whole game. You can just download that part of it or whatever, but it was fine. I enjoyed it. I think I'm going to enjoy PUBG more when it comes out, just because it's going to be like more of a deeper experience with that the whole Battle Royale thing. And I feel like Fortnite, they do a good job of it, but they're kind of playing in the water a little bit, where PUBG's gonna bring the tidal wave on you. You know what I mean? So
I saw my brother plays a shit ton of Fortnite, and I was like, why are you destroying buildings and then building your own fort? Pretty much, it's like I don't see the whole battle royale of that feature to be good. I was like, I didn't like it.
It's basically like taking PUBG, yeah, and then you can build your own wall. Like, I saw, like, I played it once. Like, the first time I did it, I got, like, 11th out of 100, which was, I was like, not bad. I mean, I was away from most of the fighting for most of the fight, just because I was trying to get the buttons down. I was like, I don't want to get near anybody until I know what the fuck I'm doing, because I'd be running trying to pull a gun out or whatever, and I'd start making a fucking wall. And I'm like, no, I'm going to wall myself in, and someone's going to shoot me. So I was kind of avoiding conflict for a little while. But then I got to a point where I had to move in because the circle was closing in, and you got to stay within the circle or else you're going to start to, you know, have some issues. And I was inside of a house, and I heard footsteps, so I just kind of sat in the corner inside of a room, and a guy came in, squatted next to the window, and I shot him with my shotgun, and I killed him. I was like, yeah, I took all this stuff. And then I heard somebody else, so I kind of waited again, and then he apparently built his own stairs and then was above the door, outside the door,
yeah,
waiting for me. So I kept seeing somebody shooting in at me. I'm like, where's this coming from? He was above the fucking door.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
It's weird. I don't know.
It's weird. It is a weird
I think once you, if you play it more, you get used to it. But for it being free, I mean, you may as well check it out, even if that's not your cup of tea necessarily. Mm-hmm. Free is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's on both systems, so check it out. It wasn't bad. Yeah. And you can go in as a squad. You can go in as 2v2, or you can do just free-for-all. Like, you know, 100 people, everybody jump out of the airplane or bus, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know,
it's a hot air balloon thing. Bus.
Yeah,
so. I'm a little late to the game on this one, but Evil Within 2.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked
update. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know which portion of the show to bring this up in. It's not really news or a main topic, but like, yeah. I kind of rage quit. You guys saw that this week.
Yes, I did. I told you to do it.
I was so mad, dude. I was literally pissed off because, like, the game is really good, but I was missing out on, like, just these green goo upgrades, and I thought it was a whole lot more effort to run across town and upgrade my skills, so I didn't think I'd be able to make it, but turns out it was, like, a 5-minute venture, and I got it done. After I did that, man, I'm on chapter 10 right now, I think.
Oh, shit, you've been banging through that.
Yeah, I have been, late nights, probably staying up a lot too late and being tired during the day, but mm-hmm. I beat Stefano, which is that,
he's the goo monster, right?
He's the jisms. Yeah. Is that one?
If Joel was here, he'd insert something about jizz or semen or something.
Yeah.
Well, he does, man. It looks like a giant semen monster.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. No, he's the Pepe Le Pew sounding artist that
I haven't heard it.
The artist.
Oh, like, come on, Pepe Le Pew,
the skunk. The skunk. He sounds French. Oh, okay. You know, okay. Stefano sounds French when he talks. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's an artist with black hair over his eye.
He's the guy that you see killing people for his art.
Like, yeah, how far are you in the game?
I'm only like chapter 3 because when South Park came, I put Evil Within 2 down and I started just pounding away on South Park. So
okay, cool. Yeah, so you have to fight that guy though, and then
figured, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought that would be the end of the game, but that, like, shit gets really crazy from that point. Like, then you're starting to fight some, like, lava monsters. I mean, it's crazy, man. Okay. So, yeah.
I got to the point where I almost felt like, not necessarily rage quitting, but just quitting in general. Because I was just, like, not having fun with it for a little while. I was like, I'm creeping around too much. It's making me tired. Yeah, I'm always sneaking around. So I turned the difficulty down, and then I started enjoying it a little bit.
Yeah, more. I turned it down to casual, too.
Plus, I just wanted to just get through the fucking game, because there's more shit coming, and this is not a game I'm going to keep. I just want to beat it and send it back.
See, this is a game I might keep, and I don't keep many games, but this is a legitimately creepy game to me. Like, mm-hmm. I've gotten legitimately freaked out when I played it and stuff, more than I did with Resident Evil 7, actually.
It's because of the psychological horror of it. It's not just physical stuff chasing you, or even though there's that in there, too, but it's more of just like, oh, did I see what I saw? Oh, that's not there anymore. What happened with that? You know,
or there's the being chased by something thing.
I hate
like
that too, though.
You're generally like, you feel like you aren't running fast enough and you don't have enough stamina to run fast enough. And then you're like, it freaks me out, man. Like, I'm like hyperventilating a little.
I fucking hate it.
I like it, though, because I like scary. Like, I like being scared and
the
stuff.
Worst thing about that kind of thing is when you're trying to climb into something. Because I feel like my feet dangling off. Like, in real life, if someone was chasing me, I would hate being chased up a ladder or into a vent or something like that. Because your feet are dangling, they grab it, and they pull you back out. It's like in a movie. That bugs me.
Yeah, I hear that.
So I'm going to put my distance between me and you when my feet are on the ground. You're not catching me.
Yeah. I feel like this game has made me feel like I generally wouldn't survive a zombie apocalypse, though. Because it's just... I've gotten killed in it so much, it's like, man, in real life, I'd be fucked. Like, I feel like if Walking Dead made a game like this, it would do really, really well, though.
I think they should. I mean, like an open world kind of thing. You can meet up with other friends and try to hang together for a while. And if you have to go your separate ways, then you have to go your separate ways for whatever reason.
Kind of open world, kind of linear. Like, you get these giant sand. Like, you're in that town for the first four or five chapters. Mm-hmm. And then you know how the town's broken up and there are pieces, like, hovering upside down above you?
Yeah.
So then you move on. You have to go through these access tunnels where, like, the access tunnels are these dark places where you have to wear a gas mask because there's a gas leak and you have to fight zombies and you get transported to a new open world and then you're there for a while and then another one. And you can always go back, but like there's nothing back there, you know? So I've talked your ear off about that enough. But it turned out to be a very fun game. I'm glad you guys talked me into it. So
yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm gonna pound away at the fractured butthole and then I'm gonna
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm going to pound away at that. And then when I'm finished, I'm going to go back to the Evil Within, too. So
you're pounding at that butthole, huh?
I mean, it's fractured for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You keep setting them up. I'm going to keep on knocking them down.
I guess.
Speaking of getting knocked down, though, like I was watching NBA basketball recently, and I turned this into sports or something like that, but I just had to bring this shit up because it was fucked up.
The ankle?
Yes.
Dude, like, that shit was crazy.
It was the first game.
Let's not get all twisted up about it or anything.
That shit was... I watched it. I saw it happen live. I'm sitting there on the couch having a beer, watching the game. It was like, what, the Celtics versus, what, Cleveland? Cleveland Cavaliers or whatever. And Gordon Hayward for the Celtics goes backdoor for like an alley-oop. He jumps in the air. LeBron, another player, like kind of smash him between each other, trying to play D against him. Mm-hmm. He comes down and folds his ankle under himself awkwardly. He's sitting on the floor, and everybody's kind of running around him. He's sitting in the middle of the paint. He turns, and the camera zooms in on his leg. His foot is bent sideways at the ankle.
Like backwards.
Like pointing the wrong way.
That shit nasty.
I heard it on surround sound in my place, and I was like, oh.
That guy caught a really tough break.
It was 6 minutes into the first game of the first
Get it? Tough break.
Tough we fuck. Just passed through that, but perfect.
You have it. Now you got the juice.
I'm going to hell, man. I'm
Tupac.
Straight to hell.
But it was so nasty, and it's like, and it sucks for that guy because it's literally 6 minutes into the first game of the NBA season, 82 game season, 6 minutes into the first game. And he's out for the rest of the year.
Grabbing that contract money and running, man.
He already got signed for a multi-year contract.
Like, how does that work? Does he get any of that money now?
He gets all of it.
He gets all of it?
Unless there's some kind of, like, caveat in the contract that says you have to play, like, so many games or do whatever.
Oh, shit, man.
I know the NFL does stuff like that now where they give guys more incentive. Like, hey, if you get this many sacks this year, we'll give you an extra, $20,000 on top of that, what you get already or some crazy shit. I don't know if that number is correct, but just something like that, but...
Yeah, that's tough though.
That shit was weak. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's tough for sure.
If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube. Just beware.
Yeah. Someone make sure you have it on surround sound too.
The shit's rough.
Someone this week said it's going tibia okay though, because he broke his tibia. Uh-huh.
There are so many players though. Like, just look at the player reactions. Like LeBron, everybody's looking at the floor. Nobody's looking at each other. Everybody's like got that look on their face. Like, I just want to go home now. I don't play anymore.
Yeah, man, that's fucked.
I wouldn't even want to keep playing. Fucked. I've been playing with guys when something like that happens. I've never seen somebody's foot go sideways, but I've seen fucked up injuries to the point where everybody's kind of looking around like, you guys just want to call it.
Let's
just go get ice cream.
Can't do that in the NBA, though.
Let's go home, guys.
Because then the rest of the time you're playing, you're just thinking to yourself, like, man, I don't want to fuck my shit up now. I just don't want to play.
Talk about going hard in the paint. That's for sure.
Oh, man.
Shit. And I also saw The Mountain Between Us with Abby.
The Mountain Between Us?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
The
Mountain Between Us with Idris Elba.
Is it a valley?
No. I actually haven't even seen trailers.
It's a mountain
for this.
Between. That's between mountains.
They're on a mountain. Like they're two strangers that meet.
That's good. Nice work. Oh, you guys.
This is going to be a theme the rest of the show. You might as well get the title ready.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a few already.
But they two strangers, their plane gets canceled for their flight, and then they're like, they overhear each other's conversations and stuff, and then she offers to give them a lift. She knows a guy, like, oh, I got a good idea. And then they find this old man who has a small plane, and he gives him a ride. And he ends up having a stroke mid-flight, and this is like right in the beginning, so I'm not ruining anything. Mm-hmm. And then they end up crashing, and then the two of them, the two strangers, have to, and the guys, the pilot's dog, have to try to survive down this mountain together with limited supplies.
I love Idris Elba, so I'm gonna be all over that. So
yeah. So it was pretty good. So yeah, that's pretty much all I've done this week. We did a little karaoke the other, last karaoke. Week too. So yes. Other than that, man, it's been pretty chill. I'm just trying to bang through these games. And
I hear that, man.
Time.
I hear that. Not yeah, many time. More time. Time. Mm-hmm. Time in general is an issue for gaming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well. Yep. Speaking of time, then let's go ahead and push it forward and hit some news up. Unless you got anything else.
I got nothing.
Per usual, hit it. Walking Dead starts tonight. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Yep, tis the season.
I thought like everyone would be over Walking Dead and skip to something else by now.
Skip to something else. Like, exactly what would that be, Jose?
Like, I don't know. There's plenty of shit
out there. What, Naruto?
All yeah. the shows I've been Naruto. Watching. Yeah, man, all the shows I've been watching have just been like placeholders for something better. Like all those shows I mentioned earlier are shit that like I just it's stuff I watch when I don't want to watch anything. Well, aside from Rick and Morty, because that's good. But
yeah,
Walking Dead, that's what I wait for, man. Mm-hmm. That's like a special occasion every week where I get to like I'm not designing a website. Mm-hmm. I'm not like drawing. I'm like watching Walking Dead. And that's
the only
it.
Thing Ben is designing is a meat and cheese tray. That he crafts just so and gets his glass of wine ready.
I do.
He puts on a nice satin shirt so that his nips can just brush against it ever so lightly.
He has a snuggle. Snuggy.
It's a satin snuggy, actually.
He sits down for a nice evening of Walking Dead.
Satinuggy.
You got to work on the title. I don't know. On
yeah,
that name.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Selling those with glitch therapy on them.
Yeah. Glitch therapy satinuggies. Sounds like kids' Ugg boots.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if Tom Brady's going to like invading out his space. Thugs, man.
I don't give a fuck what Tom Brady thinks.
Yeah, you and me both. But yeah, it starts up tonight. I'm excited. Abby, my wife, is excited. So we're ready for it, man. We're going to have a couple drinks and just sit and enjoy and get back into that world. And then also, I mean, because that's tonight. So by the time you guys hear this, it'll already have probably been a day or two, possibly. So
Mondo's looking at me like, I'm so sorry. You're posting the episode late.
I'm just saying. No shots fired. So I'm going to say this now because we probably won't get that in until later. But Stranger Things Season 2 starts on 27th. So that's this coming Friday. So
yeah,
while you're listening to this, get your shit together and watch that this weekend. I think everybody's going to take it all. Like, take the phone off the hook. Do you still take your phone off the hook?
I turn on Do Not Disturb.
Go old school. Like, I'm taking my phone off the hook.
We still have phones hooked on.
Yeah.
When I was younger,
my parents do still have a landline.
They take the phone off the hook sometimes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Throwback. Don't call me.
Speaking of what else is coming this month, though, no, next month, but Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't mean to interject, but you're talking about things.
Is that two Fridays from now?
November 3rd.
This Friday is the 27th coming up. So, yeah, it's two Fridays from now then.
Yeah, November 2nd.
Hella close, though.
And that movie has gotten the best preemptive Rotten Tomatoes scores of any Marvel movie yet. It's at 98%.
I hope it lives up to the hype. It looks good.
I mean, like people have said, it's really, really, really good.
I think it's funny how like a lot of the ladies that have seen the trailer that I'm friends with, my fellow nerd ladies, and they're like, oh my God, he cut his hair. He looks so hot. It's like, cool,
Chris Hemsworth, man. Ladies go crazy over Mr. Hemsworth.
I'm like, yeah. And some of them get mad. Like, he cut his hair. But they're all going to go see it. You know,
he makes grown women swoon.
Yeah. Some grown men, too. I mean,
I'm not.
To each your own. Yeah. Man. Let's do it. Let's get it. Go see the movie.
Lines here.
Yeah,
it is going to be good, though. It's going to be a wild ride. I actually watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 while I was working today, just in prep for it. And, you know, just to get my mind wrapped around that wacky Marvel movie type thing. Because this is going to be a lot like Guardians, where it's like just crazy shit everywhere. So it's going to be a lot more metal than Guardians, though. Like fucking people riding horses with blades and fire
I'm
behind them.
I mean,
it's like straight up metal, you know?
Kind of like an Iron Maiden disc.
Yeah, like an album cover for Iron
Maiden.
If you're
going to go Iron Maiden, let's get some Trooper in there. Let's do that.
I'm going to go for some Slayer. Mm. You're hardcore on that
Slayer.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Raining Blood.
Mm.
Come on.
That got really quiet for a segment about metal. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Hey, man, metal AF, man.
We go everywhere.
Yeah.
We go where we're needed.
No, it's funny. We get quiet when we're talking about really loud metal music.
It's the contrast. I mean,
that's it. The contrast. Yeah.
I thought it was something that, it's something that made me sad a little bit. EA shut down Visceral Studios like a week ago or so. And if you're not familiar with Visceral Studios, they're the developers that made like Dead Space series. They did like Dante's Inferno. My tablet corrected my Dante to Santa. Like what the hell is
that? You gonna go pay Santa's Inferno?
Yeah, I mean, if Santa Claus is gonna run around with a giant axe and hacking people's heads off, and
called that they shut down?
Visceral Studios.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're the guys that did the Dead Space series, Dante's Inferno, and Battlefield Hardline, just to name a couple of the games that came out of their studio. But they're shutting it down, so. Kind of sad, man, because I was really hoping that at some point they would put another Dead Space out. It was one of my favorite sci-fi horror games.
Was that the one where you could craft? I think I asked you this an episode or two ago, but like you could craft like pretty much anything you found into a weapon.
You're an engineer, and you have specific types of weapons, but you can upgrade them. Like he had like it's like a laser shot, and it had like three lasers come out of it, and you can tap the button on the controller and it'll turn it sideways or horizontal or vertical.
Okay.
And then you shoot a boost of lasers out, and you cut off limbs of these necromorphs, which are like these alien creatures that had different limbs and stuff. And the way to kill them was to cut their limbs off.
This is not what I'm thinking of.
That series is amazing. If you've never played it, it's so good. The second game might be the best.
Can I play it on current gen systems?
Yeah, I believe there's some backwards compatible. I think the last two. I don't think the first one's on there. I think two and three are on there.
Okay,
it's a continuous story, but yeah, it's pretty fun, man. But it's sad that they shut that down. And they have their reasons and everything, but
yeah, that's too bad.
Probably no chance for a Dead Space now unless another studio picks it up.
Has that happened before?
It has happened where a studio shuts down and then like another studio picks up some of their assets and stuff and their IPs and they'll continue them on, maybe even pick up some of the people that worked on them too. So there's still hope, but I highly doubt they're going to do anything more with it.
Do you think there's a big enough like following of that game that it possibly could be like picked up?
That's the thing with the way the market is anymore with games and whatnot. A lot of this, I feel like a lot of publishers want games that are going to like bring them revenue in, hand over fist, Destiny style or loot box style and things like that. And that game didn't really have like a huge following to the point where like it was a good game and people played it and enjoyed it, but it had a niche crowd, if you will, that wasn't like super, where everyone's going to buy in on this game and pick it up. So I don't think it always brought back the returns that they wanted on that series.
Kind of like a cult following.
Yeah, it did well enough, but I don't think in the eyes of like we're trying to make a lot of money and we're a corporation and a publisher.
They're not making that Walking Dead money or
I think they probably cut it before they do
TV that show, not game.
I'm
trying to think of a game. They're not making that Zelda money.
Yeah, exactly. Mario so money. There you go. Unless somebody else picks it up and they take it in a different direction or something like that, which I hope they would just do. I don't know. I don't know what I want.
You don't know what
I
you
want. I want that game, though. I just
don't want that game.
EA knows what you want, Mondo.
No, they don't. Not always.
EA knows what's
they up. Don't know. Yeah. But other than that, Respawn is doing a VR game for Oculus Rift, and it's going to have nothing to do with Titanfall or Star Wars, so I'm not sure what it'll be about. But
a mixture of both? Gundam.
Could you imagine,
that is a mixture.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Could you imagine a Titanfall VR game, though?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Like jumping on mechs and stuff? Or I guess they're not really called mechs, but you get the idea.
Yeah, I get
walking on, running on walls and shit.
I was going to say walking on sunshine.
You can walk on sunshine
and burn
if you want.
But yeah, okay. VR sounds fun.
What is happening? No, don't try to gloss over that shit. It burns. Is that what you said?
I didn't say jack shit.
I said the walking on sunshine. Shut up.
Oh, man. Not on the sun, just sunshine.
I was taking show notes, man. I got nothing.
It's a phrase for like being happy.
Yes. Just
walking on sunshine. Not literally walking on the fucking sun.
I know what you mean.
Do you?
I love
Respawn is doing a VR game for Oculus Rift.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that, I guess. See how that – I mean, maybe they'll put on the Oculus Go that they have been advertising recently and talking about. So, I don't know. Just something I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, and I attached it's not like a trailer for it. It's just this little promotional video on the development of it, it looks like.
For Oculus Go?
Yeah. For Respawn Entertainment stepping into VR. So, and them just talking about it a little bit. They actually blurred out the screens of the developers that are working on it, too. Mm-hmm. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're watching, and it's like porno style where they're blurring out all the good stuff, you know?
At least they're not doing like Ubisoft, and where they always have something that gets leaked because some moron's on like a bus with his laptop open working on like a new Tomb Raider or something, and or the new Assassin's Creed, and it leaks.
Why would it be on the bus?
you commute to work.
Yeah, and you're working on like I just had to take a shitload of classes on this at work too. Like they're like, do not use public Wi-Fi when you're on your work computer because our shit can get stolen. Like, you know, and that's a big thing, man. Like, there was like these trick questions, like which Wi-Fi network is more secure, at a hotel or at a grocery store? And I was like, at a hotel, and they're like, wrong. Both of them are bad. Don't use either of them.
Somebody just comes and somebody just comes into Ben's office and grabs him by the back of his jacket and just lifts him up. Come with us.
Yeah, yeah.
You're done.
Spilling trade secrets over here. It's no good.
Oh man. Yeah, that's pretty much all I had. I didn't have a whole lot this week for news. I didn't scour the interwebs for anything special.
Yeah, I don't have much more. What else? New Black Panther trailer. That was cool.
Yes.
That shit was amazing.
It was super dope. It's looking really futuristic, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the song by in the background of it?
Vince Staples.
Back.
So there was a guy talking in it that also did a verse on the newer or the first Kanye record, College Dropout.
Well, they spliced in an old song about the revolution would not be televised and all that stuff. So they spliced in some old stuff with new stuff.
That guy that was saying the revolution will not be televised, he did a verse on College Dropout with Kanye, too. Mm-hmm. It was... Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. He's not a rapper or anything. He's just like a public speaker or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was pretty cool to hear that guy's voice. So
I think it's cool they're going future with it. I mean, and they kind of have to. I mean, last thing they want to do is like make it perceived that, you know, Black Panther and his people are like, you know, set in the Stone Ages because they live in like the jungles of Africa or something like that or whatever. You know,
yeah,
what
they're
I mean?
Actually so, way yeah. ahead of the world in the comics.
Yeah, yeah. And so you don't want to make it seem like that. And in the comics, like you said, they're way ahead and everything too. So it only fits where it should be as far as that goes. So for anybody who's like, well, why are they in the jungle and they have all this technology? You got to dig a little deeper on that stuff.
Yeah.
Get more a picture, I guess.
Actually, as it stands with all the Marvel movies, Iron Man was the first superhero, but they did confirm that Black Panther has been Black Panther since before Iron Man was Iron Man. So he's actually the first superhero in this universe in the movies that's known of in the movies. So that I thought that was pretty cool, them saying that. So.
And they would have had to have had this come out this way, because I think if Black Panther had come out years ago or like before Iron Man or even right around the time Iron Man came out, I don't think that it would be as hyped up for those that don't know anything about them.
They really had to start you off with like the basic bitch stuff, you know, and then work your way up.
Here's
to the
your
bad
Superman
bitch
and
stuff.
Batman's. Now we're going to give you some other, you know.
Like Iron Man is like your basic working man superhero.
Yeah.
If they had started off with Guardians of the Galaxy and some weirdo stuff like that, there's no way it would have gone off as how it did.
They did everything right as far as giving you all the people that you're going to like just... Like you said, the basic bitch stuff.
They lubed it up before. All right, I'm done. Sorry.
You're
drinking a pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, that
fuck
was...
Off about pumpkin
I actually
spice.
Tried some, and I was amazed by it.
It's not
it
bad.
It is good. It is good.
Pumpkin spice gets a fucking bad rap, man.
So I got a little... What I don't think this is controversial at all. I think this is a dumb little thing that is hilarious to me, and I love it. But I can see that the assholes are already revving up their asshole engines over this one. In Mario Odyssey, Mario will have the option to wear Princess Peach's dress in the game.
Okay,
and I can see where there's going to be assholes out there that are going to make a big deal about that.
Why would anybody want to make a big deal out of it? If you don't want to wear the dress, then don't wear the fucking dress.
I think it's just going to be like how people get all touchy about transgenderism stuff and whatever. I feel like it's going to just bother a lot of people.
I can see the blogs now or like the comments under like a video like, oh, so is Mario like transgender now or is he gay? And it's like, dude,
who cares? On, like, it's like, just funny. Like, I don't know. Like, in the history of video games, like, you've always had the option to wear weird outfits and stuff.
It is true.
It's no different than when you take your character and you go into like your closet or whatever you can do when you're changing characters and stuff and you want to put on like a wig or like put pumps on your guy or whatever if you want to do that or put, you know, guy stuff on a girl character. Who gives a shit? Sometimes it's just it's fun. It's whatever. It's make-believe that this is what you're playing games for.
I saw that. I was
like, who gives a fuck if you like
that? Well, people are going to probably freak out about their kids and their little boys being able to be a boy character that can wear a girl. You know, it's like, who cares?
I saw something
like,
who cares? On JC Hobbies. I was there yesterday and this little girl was like, oh, I want this Batman. But her grandma's like, no, Batman's not for you. And I was like,
fuck that. What? Batman's for the people.
I was just like,
I know, right?
I was next to the kid. I'm like, get that Batman. Just get it. Get
that Batman. That sucks that a grown adult is like, and it's,
and
I want to be careful how I say this. Sometimes it can be more of a generation gap thing too, where like, you know, older people are like, you know, oh, girls do this and boys do that because that's what they were raised with. So it's less prevalent with younger generations, I would say, but it's still there where people like, you know, boys can't play with like dolls and girls can't play with trucks and stuff and whatever. It's like, dude,
I think that's gone now though, or it's not. It's there. I mean,
it's like, disappearing.
It's just stupid as fuck.
Yeah, sexism, racism, all that's still there, but like, I think it's gotten a lot better, I think. Like, I go to cons now, Comic Cons, and I see little boys dressed up like Harley Quinn, you know, with their dad. Yeah. And, like, I love that, man. Like, that's awesome. Cool. You know, dress whatever, like, let your kid wear whatever they want as a costume, you know?
It's a touchy topic for sure, but.
It is a touchy topic, but I think, like, it's just, it all amounts to something, like, silly. Like, you know, Mario can wear a dress. Okay. What's the big deal here? Like, cool. This is just fun. It's a video game. Like, I don't know.
I wouldn't think anything of that when you told me that. I'm like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But somebody else is like, oh, what? So what's this? And they go into some, you know.
Yeah. I can just see the internet haters rearing up their engines now. But
they got nothing better to do.
The most important part of that news is that Mario Odyssey is coming soon, and that is what I will be blowing off work for. So
this Friday.
I'm very
already caught in sick days.
Three games on Friday. Mario Odyssey, freaking Wolfenstein 2. And Assassin's Creed Origins.
So do I need to pre-order Mario Odyssey, you think? Or
no.
I think you'll be fine, but if you're worried about it,
I might just run down I found out there's a GameStop like 3 minutes from my house. I didn't realize that. I was pretty excited. Right, right down the street.
Other side of Adventureland.
Yep. Yeah. It's right here.
I had to work at that store at one point.
I had to think of where was Adventureland.
It's like in a strip mall.
It's literally like 10 feet that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you came driving up, did you see those guys out there busting
all the roller coasters? Did you
see those guys out there doing rally racing in the parking lot? They actually had cars out there and cones out.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I missed it. My apartment
they're still out there. Probably when we leave.
I was going like 90 the whole time coming here.
Oh, man. Just
driving safe as usual.
Shit, I have a Hemi. I could do what I want.
You got a brick for a foot, like, so you only do one thing, and that's
he's like the little kid from Talladega. I do what I want.
Dude, when you get in the car with Jose, just make sure your wig is on tight, because he blows your shit back.
Yeah,
like, he has no fucks to give. If I had a toupee, that shit would have blew up like a lid and then closed back down.
Are you okay with being passengers in the car with anyone? Like,
it depends on who it is.
Like I think
people are crazy.
The last time I was a passenger was like 6 or 7 years. Like, I refused to ride in the car with people. Like,
you don't let Ariel drive you anywhere?
No.
I love how he's like, no.
She might hear this.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
And it's not really her. It's just, I feel like people just drive crazy.
If I have the choice, I like to drive, but there are moments. There are plenty of times where I just want to just be just a passenger, just to chill.
I prefer to drive.
On road trips, I will. Because, you know, I feel like there's less of a probability of something happening, and I can sleep through it if something does happen. So
you want to get your neck snapped while you're sleeping rather than when you're awake and try to be the one to get it.
I prefer to be asleep when I die.
Yeah.
That would be.
I guess I like to drive, typically, but yeah.
Whatever. All right, so last piece of news I have. Nintendo Switch update makes the activity log a bit better. So I guess, like, it was kind of a thing where it was causing problems with, like, telling you how long you had spent on a game and just sort of telling you how many hours you've spent or what you were doing. Mm-hmm. And they updated that. It's going to be better now. So,
because that's all it was saying to you before, right? It was just giving you like a time situation of how much time you've played a game. And that was it.
And that was generally pretty unreliable. So, so they've updated it to make it more reliable.
Oh, cool beans.
Yep.
Yeah. I like the fact that some games tell you that stuff. Sometimes I don't want to fucking know that. I think we covered this in a way previous show, but I think it's cool how the Uncharted games will tell you how long you've been standing still, because their games are so fucking beautiful. Like,
yeah,
you come around a corner and it's like a vista and clouds and birds flying around. You're like, oh, holy shit. And you just stand there and just look at it all.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that, like, you've been standing around. You stood around this game for 5 hours. Like, fuck, are you serious?
That's kind of cool. Yeah, just looking at stuff. Yeah.
So, I don't know. As long as they do something meaningful with it, I mean, I guess you can just like anything else, you know, look at it or don't, I suppose. Yep.
So, yeah. that's all I got for news.
Cool. Well, fuck, let's talk about some South Park, the fractured...
Batole?
Yep, there it is.
Baguette.
Right. Alley-oop. South Park, the fractured butthole, dropped on October 17th, just a couple days ago. Role-playing game. If you like the first game, you're going to love this game. It is more of the same. They took it from being, Lord of the Rings style, wizards and things of that nature, and they went the superhero angle on this one. So if you're not familiar, haven't been following it, that's what they're doing. So your character, you now create a character, and then you have a superhero persona, if you will. And yeah. You're hanging out with the Coon, which is Cartman's raccoon character from the show that he made up for superhero. Yeah. So, yeah, and you're hanging out with him. He's giving you missions to do and stuff like that. You know, someone's been keying Randy's car. And you got to figure out, you know, solve the mystery of who's doing that. Other random shit. I mean, I went into a taco shop and ran into Morgan Freeman. It's Freeman's Tacos. He's just working behind the counter. He teaches
That's
me
hilarious.
How to craft shit. And at some point, I guess you have to fight him. I don't know. No spoiler there, but it's
how much does this run?
It's 60, I believe. It's a full $60.
I'll never pay that much for South Park.
Yeah, if you want to test, after I finish it, if you want to fuck with it before I send it back to GameFly,
I'll do it, man. Yeah.
You want to fuck with the fractured butthole?
Maybe he can unfracture it. I don't know.
It's like Joel's here in spirit.
I mean, he is, but Joel would have thrown out many more references and innuendos.
This episode would have been much more dirty if Joel had been here.
Yeah. If you sponge it down with a fucking wet cloth or something.
Wet wipes. More like a pressure sprayer, man.
Yeah, what? A pressure sprayer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what you need to get all the filth off.
This game is so good, though. I mean, if you don't like South Park, you might as well skip it, because it's that, but just in game form. I mean, if you're walking through the living room of somebody playing this game, you would think they're watching an episode of South Park. I mean, it looks that good. It's super creative. I mean, there's a lot, you know, it's going to be nothing but, you know, dick jokes and fart jokes and all that stuff. So if that's not your cup of tea, don't bother. But
I like the type of gameplay that it is, where it's kind of 2D, but it's kind of 3D. Like, it's not a side scroller, but it's halfway between like open world and side scroller. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. They did change a few things this year with the game. It's still turn-based battles for, RPG turn-based battle. But they did incorporate a grid system. So when you're picking, depending on which character you've chosen to use, whether it be Stan or Kyle or Cartman or whoever, before they do their move, you can see a grid placed on the ground around the enemies to show where you can stand, where the enemies are standing, where the effect of your ability is going to hit and who it's going to hit. And if there are like two enemies standing behind, like one enemy standing in front and the other one standing behind him, you can hit one into the other and do combo hits and things of that nature. You build a meter up so that you can do a special, and you can choose which character gets to do that special. It'll just fall on the next character in your line. You can see also the order that the turns are going to be taken between enemies and your characters too. So you can swap out your friends whenever you feel like it. It's pretty awesome. I don't think it's repetitive or anything like that. Some people were kind of complaining, like, you know, the battle can be kind of repetitive here and there and stuff. I'm having a good time with it. I just can't play with my kids around because they see a lot of fucked up stuff.
Like, yeah.
A lot. To the point where even Abby, my wife, was in the other room. Like, she poked her head out and she goes, "What did he say?" I was like, nothing.
Don't sweat it, Abby.
Yeah, don't even worry about it. You know, she's like, good thing that like Gia's in bed. And, like Taylor's 15, so she's like, you know, she's probably, she hears worse shit at school.
Did you take her to Deadpool? Your 15-year-old?
I don't remember if I took her to Deadpool or not. No, I didn't take her to Deadpool. No. She wanted to go, but. Yeah,
not yet.
We never got around to it, but I own it so she can watch whenever she wants.
Oh, you would take her to Deadpool?
I think she can handle it.
Me and Ariel were kind of debating like at what age we would let kids watch that, and I saw like Starship Troopers when I was 10 years old, so I feel like 11 or 12, I don't know, if I'm there with them, I feel like that's not as bad.
I took my brother to Deadpool, he was 12.
I feel like I would do that, you know, if I'm there, you know.
I don't think it'd be a big deal, honestly, and like I said, she tells me that she hears worse stuff than what some of these movies and stuff have on them at school than what the movies are, just walking through the hallway of, like, you know, 15-year-old, 16-year-old boys that just say some fucked up shit, so... To each other.
I mean, it's better if like a parent can be there, you know. Right. Like at least it's they're gonna hear that shit either way, you know.
She's pretty mild mannered anyway, so I trust her more than probably the average parent does with their teenager. So that may change, but who knows? As right now, I'm good. But the game is a lot of fun. Trey Parker worked on this as one of the directors. Along with some of the other guys on here. I don't believe Matt Stone did a lot of work on it at all, but Trey Parker did a lot of it.
She's like the main South Park guys, Matt Stone, right?
Okay. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. But it is a lot of fun. If you get a chance to play it, it's not super long or anything like that either. I got to say something about this, though. So when you're making your character in the beginning, it asks you, like, you know, do you want to put glasses on? What kind of hairstyle do you want? Whatever. So you get to pick all these little things out. So after you pick all this stuff out, you're like, okay, well, when can I change, like, you know, my race or whatever, or my gender? Mm-hmm. So as soon as you're done making everything and putting everything on, like, you want, like, glasses and stuff, it goes to the difficulty, and it doesn't show anything but a shader slider. So it's, like light, like a white, and then it's, like a dark brown. And so I'm like... Oh, fuck. And I kind of heard about this beforehand. So basically, they're choosing the difficulty of the game based on what color you make your character.
So if you...
So the game is harder for me because I pick black.
So if you're a black guy, then it's harder. And that sucks,
and Cartman comes out, and he's not on the screen, but he has like, he just says it over the top of when you're choosing it. He goes, I see you've chosen that color. I see you've chosen your difficulty. He's like, the battles will be harder... When you fight against enemies in battle, but they won't be harder, but everything else in your life will be harder.
That's actually like, kind of like it's I don't social know. Commentary. Yeah, it's a social commentary. Yeah, it's actually I don't know. At first, I was kind of pissed about it, but like it's kind of smart actually.
It's genius.
Like,
in line with what South Park does, it's exactly what you expect from them.
Yeah,
they're not being racist or anything like that. They're just making commentary on the shit that happens in real life, but they're doing it in a fun, fucked up, creative way to make you laugh about it because it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
and it mirrors real life.
That's kind of cool, man.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, it is. It's funny and it's not fucked up, you know. It's just it is what it is.
Because there were people online that got mad about it right away, and they're like, "Whoa, that's racist and stuff." Like, well, it's not racist. It's just they're just making a commentary about the shit that's out there. You know, that's what they always do. They make fun of all these different celebrities and stuff because they're fucking ridiculous, and we all know it. And they're just pointing out these ridiculous things that they do in a more blown out, funny way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the whole game is like that, you know, where you're doing shit. Like, even when you go to see the counselor, I forget his name, Mr. Mackey, I believe is his name.
I forget. Yeah, I haven't watched South Park in a dog's age.
Okay. So, okay. Okay. So you go in there.
Brings me back to middle school.
So you go into his office later on in the game, and he asks you questions about, like, basically questioning your gender selection.
Yeah.
And he's giving you the option to say, you know, hey, you can tell me if you don't like guys or girls, if you like the other sex, if you like the, you know, kind of turned into Bill Clinton there a little bit.
Yeah,
he did.
But he's doing his whole thing and asking you stuff. So you get a chance to change it from like being like cisgender or transgender. And so I kept mine as like, okay, I'm a boy that likes girls. And he was like, right. Well, you can tell me if you like the other sex and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I think I'm good. You know, and just kind of messing around.
Like, are you sure?
Yeah. And so then as soon as you leave, a truck full of rednecks pull up and they start harassing you based on whatever choice you made.
Oh,
so
really?
Even if you choose that you were a guy that likes girls, they come out and harass you. If you choose to be like a girl that likes girls or that you went transgender or whatever, they immediately come out and message you about that too. They don't. It's not going to happen different either way.
That's cool. I mean, like, you know, we're just going to be shitty to everyone.
Yeah, it's just stuff like that. And they're basically making commentary like, you know, like these rednecks don't give a shit. They're going to pick on people because they're just not them and stuff like that. You know, just it's social commentary, but it's really well done game. It's a lot of fun. Just don't play it in front of little small kids or anything. But
yeah.
It's so fun.
It looks fun, man. If you want to lend it to me, I'd jam on it for a week if you want to let me. So,
the only thing that keeps getting me is like the whole the coon thing, because you know, like that's a racist term towards black people.
Yeah.
But it's the raccoon, and so he shortens it by calling it the coon. So everything is the coon this and the coon that. So when you want to go into like the store to buy like supplies for your guys and stuff like that, so that you can revive somebody in battle, you go into the coon store of Cartman's place or whatever, and it's just like it just constantly saying it all the time.
I saw the poster like, where is the coon? Yeah, and
it's like, oh my god, I'm just hearing this over and over. But yeah, I laugh about it. It's funny. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
Mm-hmm. And they use the same map from the first game too. So yeah, you get a chance to check it out. Yeah, for the most part, they've blown out a little bit and added some different stuff from the first game.
It's kind of like the Batman Arkham games where they use the same map, but they add some stuff.
Yep. So that it's familiar. So you know everything else is. I mean, you go to the Raisins, which is like the Hooters.
Oh yeah, remember that.
And you fight the girls in there and stuff, and they're like talking shit to you, and you take selfies to get more followers on, is it Coonstagram?
Oh my God. What I mean?
Like, yeah, because it's the raccoon thing, and it's bad, but it's good. So, yeah, it gets my thumbs up. It's pretty fun.
Have you played it at all, Jose?
I saw some gameplay. I didn't
get into it yet.
No, I couldn't get, so Family Video didn't have it.
Oh, okay.
And Gamefly didn't fucking send it to me in time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it follows the plot from the first game, so you actually see them playing the game, the like Lord of the Rings type fighting, and then Cartman gets some of the kids to switch over to play his game, so now the kids are switching, they pivot, and they start playing the superhero stuff. So yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'll give you a update on how it finishes. We'll see how it goes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
But should we talk about some WWE real quick?
Let's do it.
Right.
Sure. What's the game called? WWE
2K18.
So okay. What's new with that one?
Funny you should ask.
Nothing.
Well, there are a few things that were new. I mean, they added some more people on the roster. I know the cover athlete is Seth Rollins. And you know, probably like, who's that?
I don't even know anyone anymore, man.
I don't know a lot of people anymore either. But there's something about WWE that gets me mildly excited, because I grew up watching that stuff, like Ultimate Warrior and, like, you know, Big Boss Man and Hulk Hogan and all that stuff, and Macho Man and stuff. And I always want to get back into it, but it just seems like it's a steep bar to clear in order to learn like the buttons to be good at it.
Oh, I thought you meant like watching it.
No, I don't like watching it anymore.
It's just fake.
I've never been a wrestling fan. Like, even watching it, I'm 37, just not my bag.
And I haven't watched wrestling since I was probably like 14 or something like that.
It always just seems so fake to me. Like, I don't know. I just, like, it's always so staged.
You even
it's
knew like, it was fake back in the day, but you watched it for the entertainment value. Because they told like a soap opera type story.
And, yeah.
You
know, it was always kind of like watching bad. Jerry Springer or something to me. That's kind of how it felt. So.
The one thing I remember is one of these wrestlers was grocery shopping, and all you see Cold Stone Steve Austin just behind him, chokeslam him. I'm like, that's awesome, but where are we going to see this in real life?
You won't. That's the whole point.
It getting out of the ambulance. What's his name? Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out with a chair and just smacks you while you're being carried away.
Yeah.
Ah, good times.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Very good times. I mean, I'm not really sure what to say about it exactly. I mean, I think the weakest point of the game right now is the my player career mode. It's probably the weakest point of the game right now, as far as letting players choose, you know, paths on that, and the strength of the overall game. That would probably be the weakest point, I would say, is the my player part. But otherwise, the new Road to Glory mode enables players to use their my player character to qualify and compete in events similar to the ones found in WWE Supercard. So, I mean, if you've been following this franchise and playing it, it's a great looking game. It looks awesome. They revamped the graphics a little bit on it. I would say check it out if you love wrestling and you play it year to year. This should be a pretty decent year, I would hope. But I have no backing on it to say that I played the previous years. I know they gave away 2K16 a while back for free on Xbox Live.
Really?
And I downloaded it just for the fuck of it and, you know, did a couple wrestling matches and stuff. But it seems cool. I mean, all your favorite wrestlers are in there. Batista, Rob Van Dam. They got all the same events, you know, your Royal Rumble. They revamped that, too, by the way, so that you have more control over your character. So they changed some of the buttons, making things a bit more accessible. They got, like, old favorites coming back. You know, The Rock is featured in classic mode, all that stuff. So, yeah.
You got Rey Mysterio Jr. coming off.
Is he in there?
I have no idea, but I wish he was. It'll be cool he was. Eddie Guerrero. Come on.
Dude.
You need to have that guy in there.
I used to love old school wrestling, man. Like, I don't know. I just don't know anybody anymore. I know a handful of people like John Cena and Batista and stuff.
I watch Mexican wrestling
mm-hmm.
with all the little midget dudes just running around in their masks and monkey suits. I'm like, yes, that's in wrestling. It's actually pretty fun to watch.
Luchador mask.
Yeah,
I have a luchador mask.
Like these dudes would carry like these little guys and just throw them out of the ring. I'm like, ouch. That's real right there.
Yeah.
That dude's bleeding.
Yeah, that's like real wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot to say about it. I need to get some more time with it, but yeah, you should definitely, you know, if you like wrestling year to year and you like 2K18, 2K17, this is more of the same. They just changed a few of some of the buttons for some quality of life changes to make the game a bit more accessible, so that you can drag a player where you want, but before you couldn't do that at one point. So they changed up some small things like that to make the game a bit more fun. So I don't know, check it out. The roster's blown out per usual, so get in there and see what's, you know, enjoy it.
Nice.
Get chokeslammed by somebody.
Yep. I was gonna say get chokeslammed in real life.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't it's do fine. That
or do, you know, yeah.
Do it to someone.
You could, I guess.
Glitch therapy is not responsible for any injuries you may receive
from a chokeslam.
From chokeslams, yeah.
Sorry about it.
Moving on. Lastly, we won't talk about this for too long either. I mean, we talked about South Park for a while and stuff, but Gran Turismo Sport apparently is not bad. Jose, I mean, you
fuck Miatas.
Oh, no,
talk that about stupid that. Miata the training course pissed me off. It was so bad, man.
Oh shit! You all right there, Mondo?
Mondo's crying.
The excitement,
got to him.
What's wrong with the Miata?
Like, fucking slow ass fucking.
It's a training course.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
Like, lead us in this. Like, how does this happen? Like, do you have to do this training or what?
Well, the way I couldn't get into the campaign is because I didn't finish the training course, so I just started playing arcade, and then I was just so. Fucking,
why didn't you do the training course? What's the training course? Why'd you skip it?
They made me learn how to accelerate, learn how to turn. Learn how to brake and turn at the same time. I was like,
so they make you do that? You can't just skip past that stuff?
I tried to skip it, but I did skip it, but I couldn't get into the campaign.
Hmm.
I was like, no, I'm not gonna. I did arcade, which arcade was actually pretty fun, but it's difficult as hell.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe because I was on the expert mode.
See, and when I hear the name Gran Turismo, it takes me back because the original Gran Turismo came out in like 1997. I was 17. I think I took it to college with me when I started UNI in 98. And I would sit in my dorm room and play that, and I would play Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Like my two games, dude. Yeah, and I had a code that got unlocked like every car in the garage, like 100 something, like 100 cars or something like that.
This one has like over 900?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
that's a lot of cars.
It has NASCARs in there, so it's ridiculous. Formula One. It's a good game. It's just that the whole startup is just, can it just like be like Forza where it could just start you off easy with a not slow car like the damn Miata? I'm still pissed off over that one.
You're so hot about the Miata.
I mean, it's a good car, but just don't start me with the damn Miata.
Well, the thing about this game that rubbed me the wrong way is the fact that they try to shoehorn you into driving. "Quote unquote driving right,"
well,
and like being a gentleman when you're driving, like don't drive like an asshole. Don't be swerving in front of people, or you're gonna get docked. And they literally dock you points if you drive poorly. Now I don't know about you, I'm not the best racer necessarily. I do a decent job, but sometimes you fuck some shit up when you don't mean to. You go into a corner a little too fast, or you ram into the back of somebody because you thought the gap was open, and then they closed it on you, and you rammed into the back of them. I don't think you should be penalized for that kind of stuff on this, like, invisible gentleman's meter for fucking driving. Like, what the fuck is that? I don't know.
It's stupid.
I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you, because they even have a whole tutorial. I can't even say tutorial.
What's Adam Sandler say? Spit it out, Junior.
Yeah, right. I love turtles. But
I like turtles. Look at all those chickens.
Yeah, but it's like they literally make you go through this fucking I can't deal with you guys. But they make you go through this like tutorial where you have to like sit and watch these like videos like you're a new employee at like a restaurant and you got to watch the safety video. They make you do that but for driving, and they say, "Okay, you have to do this. You have to drive like this. And you can't be doing any of this." And it's like, "What the fuck's happening? Like why? Why?"
Yeah.
Why?
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 Why not?
Why?
Por qué?
That's a Batman why right there.
Yeah. I don't know. But it just, I don't know. Other than that, it's a good game. It's fun. It's not as deep as some of the other Forza. I don't think it's, I hate to say, I don't want to say canon because it's a racing game, but I don't think it's like falls in line with like, this was Forza 5, 6, 7. I think this is kind of an offshoot, it seems.
Yeah. Like, it looks like
to
it.
To those, so. It's a good time, and Forza, I mean, not Forza, I said Forza, Gran Turismo, we switched games. You said Forza earlier, fuck you, Jose.
I compared them.
You did, yeah. But yeah. It's good, I guess, and I don't know, I just didn't enjoy it as much. I think I'm a Forza whore.
It's Gran Turismo's more for the strict racers, the actual wanna race, like in real life, with all that crap. Come on, they even have blinkers.
Actually, correction on the cars. It says it only has 177 cars and 27 configurations of and they have 19 locations to race on.
Then where the hell did I get 900 from?
I don't know.
What was I doing when I was...
I think you were like...
It's over 9,000?
Yeah.
I was watching Dragon Ball Z.
It's over 9,000. Okay. Sure. All
right, cool.
Yeah, and it looks like EA lost their exclusive licensing rights to the Porsche brand as well for previous Gran Turismo games. So, yeah, good stuff. They got the online championship mode. And that's the thing, too. They're tying everything into like this drive and ride stuff and everything. And so the full game is there, but you can't – there's certain things you can't do until later. They're going to do like this championship, but it's not open for like 2 weeks from now. It's like what's the fucking point of that?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being too critical. I don't
know. You are.
But it's, I don't know. Check it out, I guess. It has VR support as well. So you got that going for it. More racing. I mean, was this like the third racing game to come out this year?
Yeah, no, Need for Speed comes out next month.
See, and these are all different flavors of the same type of thing. And it's like they're all ice cream, but there's different flavors. Like Forza 7, Forza Horizon, you got, you know, Gran Turismo, and then you got, what was the other one that
Need
came out?
Speed.
Need for Speed. And there was one other
Project Cars?
Project Gotham.
Cars.
Project Cars, Gotham Racing. Project Gotham Cars.
Project Gotham Racing Cars.
Project Racing Cars for Gotham City.
Forza Horizon.
That's a whole different game we just made up, dude. You're welcome, guys. Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. We're at the end of our show anyway. Yeah, kind of jumped around at the end, but you know, you guys don't give a shit. You guys, we're there. It's all good.
These games are fun though.
Yeah, check them out. I guess. Just be aware you have to do some tutorial shit.
Yeah, just beware of that Miata.
Beware of. So is that the car they start you off with?
That convertible.
It's a Miata
coupe.
You can't pick anything else.
No, you can't pick that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, you get a Genesis coupe like as the beginning of the game for like a either. Price, but it's a Hyundai. No, who wants a Hyundai?
No. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm good. Fuck it. Not doing it. Fuck that. I'll be a racing not gentleman. Be an asshole behind the wheel.
Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
All right.
Fair enough. Well, in closing, guys, check us out at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. If you want to reach out to the show, send us a question for the show that we can answer, a comment, a topic even, if you want us to go over something and bring it up. We're happy to give you a shout out and talk about it on the show. Do that. If you want to support the show, feel free to hit us up over at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show in a monetary way if you'd like, or just give us a one-time donation. We're happy to accept those, and we appreciate any support you want to throw out there. Otherwise, subscribe, rate, and review. It means so much for just such a small action. It helps us climb the charts and for more listeners like yourself to be able to find the show and give us a rating as well. So if you haven't done that, please do so. Shame on you if you have not. done that yet. Also, check out Nerd Church Radio with Ben and the guys. All things DC comics and characters are being talked about over there with them. It's a damn good time. Hit them up.
Thanks. We're on a small hiatus right now, but we will be back in a couple months.
Mm-hmm. So. So check them out as well. Otherwise, we're talking about some social media, guys. Check out Glitch Therapy on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, @GlitchTherapy. And follow the show, and we really appreciate that. Otherwise, where can we find the rest of you guys at?
I'm on Twitter @HeyBenzilla, and I'm on the PlayStation Network @Benzilla with 3 L's.
3 L's.
Yep.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram @I'mHipsterMate, and back on the Xbox and PS4 for It's Your Senpai.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Notice me.
I love how you were saying it's, and as you were saying it's, your eyes were closed. I thought you were having a stroke.
A little bit.
It's okay. I've been stuttering half this fucking show.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, and then you make fun of me.
Yeah, it's what I do. It's what we do.
All right.
It's our relationship at this point, Jose. Just fucking accept it, man.
I'm trying.
Look at Ben. He's like, fuck you guys. Wrap it up. So you can. Now he's
grinning. No.
But otherwise, you can follow me @NerdyRamondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, if you want to game with me or follow me on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network, my gamer tag is Dirty Dimes. Otherwise, that's it for us this week, guys. We really appreciate you tuning in. Thanks so much for listening to Glitch Therapy. And I hope you all have a juicy week of gaming.
Game on.
We're out. Game on.
Game on.